Covering Michigan like no one else. This is the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back to the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you here talking health and well-being. We do that with Sparrow on a regular basis and the Sparrow Health Systems, of course. Joining me today is Dr. Matt DeBeal. He is an orthopedic surgeon from SMG Orthopedics and a sports medicine doc. He focuses on shoulders and elbows, the upper extremities, which I've done less damage to over the years than my lower extremities, just because, you know, when I'm accident prone, I do my best to avoid those areas, I guess. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Well, give me an idea here. Shoulders and elbows, obviously, and we were just talking about this. I was at a PT session for my neck. I have a little bit of arthritis I've been working on. But my father had shoulder surgery, and it was, you know, it was a difficult time for him because shoulder surgery is very invasive. It's a long recovery period. So when you get into this and you're a specialist in this area, you're familiar with this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Shoulder surgery has kind of a bad reputation for being painful and long recovery, unfortunately.
And certainly when you get into the elbow, I've had tennis elbow. As I've gotten older, I've had tennis elbow issues. I suppose that's a product of the aging process, a benefit, I suppose.
Unfortunately, that's exactly what it is. I just finished a fellowship with some of the world's leaders in elbow surgery, and I have to say they don't have the answer for tennis elbow there either.
Yeah, and tennis elbow sounds kind of, you know, it doesn't sound like a big deal. Trust me, when you have tennis elbow, you can't pick anything up. When you've got it bad, which I have had, you know, I mean, you can't function normally, can you?
No, it's a very frustrating, painful condition, both for patients and doctors to treat because we don't have all the answers on what the best thing to do is. The good news is, for the most part, it's benign, meaning, you know, obviously it's not going to kill you. You're not doing any damage to your elbow by continuing to try to do your activities. It's just very painful.
Yeah.
Almost all of it goes away with a bit of time, more than anything else.
Yeah, it is very debilitating and painful, no question. So let me ask you this, doctor, and I want to explore how the world of orthopedics has changed. I mean, I see advancement every day in medicine. Technology takes us to new places, orthopedic procedures and appliances and things that are available to us today weren't available 5 or 10 or 15 years ago, which must make your job more rewarding and you can do more things. So tell me about the technology and the advancements that have helped you help patients.
Oh, sure. It's one of the biggest reasons I went into shoulder surgery. Our kind of latest techniques in shoulder replacements have advanced the field greatly. One of the new techniques is called a reverse shoulder arthroplasty. And what's nice is if you have a torn rotator cuff and or arthritis and you get a reverse shoulder arthroplasty, we can improve your function greatly. And it's a reliable surgery we're learning. The other thing that has really changed the game, and you mentioned how painful shoulder surgery can be, is some of the anesthesia regional blocks they can do. Some of the blocks they do, you can have no pain for up to 3 days after surgery. None. Your arm is just numb.
That's a nice start.
Which is, oh, it's just fantastic. It's good for me. It's good for the patient. Between those two things, I think those have really helped me help other people greatly.
Well, I would think that it would, if you're pain-free for 3 days, at least to start, that's got to help the recovery and the healing process.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It really gets you over, you know, the first 3 days, which is the worst part. And once you do that, you know, you take less narcotics, you feel better overall, you're not as loopy, you have less risk of constipation or having falls. You know, obviously we know the dangers of narcotics. So
sure.
Those regional blocks, I can't take any credit for those. Those are our friendly anesthesia team providing those.
Right, but it's a team effort. When you come to Sparrow, it's not like you're there on an island by yourself. Anyway, you have a whole team of people that take the patient, treat the patient, and deal with the patient, whatever the ailment may be, correct?
Absolutely. I try to work closely with our physical therapy team, our surgery team, even our vendors who help us supply the parts for the patient. Certainly, it's a team effort.
So that's fascinating that you have, you know, hip replacements fairly common, knee replacements common, and now you're moving into shoulders. But still, elbows are out there. That technology is still not quite here, is it?
You know, the elbow joint is a very challenging joint to treat, even arthroscopically, you know, through the scope or with arthroplasty. You know, I learned some techniques in fellowship for doing both those things, and we use them when we need to. Certainly an elbow replacement is nothing like a hip replacement, but some people do benefit greatly for it when they need it.
Certainly. And again, that's a testament to the advancement of technology, the work of people like yourself that are in the field and finding out how you get there. And also, you have the collaboration with the Mayo Clinic between Sparrow and the Mayo Clinic that also lends a tremendous amount of benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually where I did my fellowship, and I keep in touch with those guys as much as I can. I learned a lot while I was there, and it's nice to have that option through Sparrow formally to consult with their doctors and kind of see what their thoughts are on some of these cases.
And you're kind of in an area that's new to Sparrow, so tell us about that and what you're doing and what your focus is going to be going forward, Doctor.
Yeah, sure. So Sparrow hired me into their orthopedic and sports medicine practice, and certainly the shoulder and elbow career that I am within covers both those, orthopedics and sports medicine. I hope to provide care kind of all the way from the collarbone down to the fingertips to the community, and that is rotator cuffs, shoulder replacements, elbow surgery, carpal tunnel, and then, you know, obviously any fractures between the fingertips and the shoulder is something that I have a passion for treating.
Basically everything above the waist is what it sounds like.
That's absolutely.
Yeah, all right, Doctor,
and outside the spine.
Right. Don't touch that. Dr. Matt DeBeal, orthopedic surgeon, SMG orthopedics and sports medicine specialist, focusing on the shoulders and the elbows. Anybody listening today, Doctor, if they want to find out more about your specialized practice and the things that you are focused on, what would you have them do?
They can call my office. The phone number is 517-394-3200. I personally work out of the East Lansing Orthopedic Office, or they can call the Sparrow Medicine number at 517-364-8895.
Very well done. Dr. Matt DeBeal here, orthopedic surgeon, SMG Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Sparrow Health, also associated with the Mayo Clinic, so a lot of good people working on your behalf. Doctor, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be back.